Esther. Feather battles. Rav Pinchas Amar. Shnei Ashirim Amdu Ba'inam. There were two rich people in the world. Obviously, two extremely wealthy people. Echad Yisrael v'echad Avikochavim. Their money messed them up. In other words, their money not only didn't help them, but caused them his problems. Korach v'Yisrael, Shematza Yisrael Shalkesh v'Zav, Shehitmin Yoseis, V'Homin v'Ovekochavim, Lokach Yisrael Melech Yehuda. So they both became rich, Korach and Homin, both basically because they discovered treasures. Korach went ahead and found the money that Yosef hid, and Haman found the money that the Malach Yehuda hid. They were at the time of the Korban, so they knew there was going to be a Korban, so they hid the money. So Haman somehow found it. Kivin Shirah Malach as Asher Vesaris bin Abanav the fun of Sarim Amadi Gadlo Virai Mimo. So when Achashverosh saw this fact, he was rich, also a Sarasbana. So he went and he got to Abraham. I know what they say, Acharet Barmahede, God of Melch, Achashverosh is Haman ben Amdasa. Okay, so there's a pasuk says, Acharet Barmahede, there was a reason. Something happened which made Achashverosh appoint Haman. So it doesn't say what that thing was. It says, Acharet Barmahede. So somehow the Chazal knew that Acharet Bar Meida means after Haman went ahead and got rich. So therefore, Achashverosh, that's the Acharet Bar Meida. After that Haman became rich, Haman apparently originally was not wealthy. Then Haman found this money. Haman found the Eitris of Melech Yehuda. He became rich. Acharet Bar Meida, after Haman became rich, so then Achashverosh went ahead and appointed him to be the prime minister on the whole country. So the Medrash is very strange. Because the Medrash says that what happened? Haman became rich. How did he become rich? Because he discovered the Eitris ben Malchi Yehuda. The Parshat Pshat is, It wasn't any great scientific, it doesn't say. But Pasha Pshat is, he stumbled on it. Korach found the Eitris Kesef Shitmin Yosef, and Haman, they went ahead and they hid it somewhere in some cave, whatever, some place, some hole, and Haman found it. He found it. So the Chazal saying, Haman went ahead. He was a poor person. He goes ahead and he finds a treasure. He discovers a treasure. There's a Malchi. It's not that he made the money. The Malchi Yehuda went ahead and they hid their money, and Haman goes ahead and he found it. Haman goes ahead and he finds it. So what happens? So Achashverosh appoints Haman to be the prime minister. So Pashas, it doesn't make sense. So what if he found it? In other words, Bishlama, if Haman, maybe I could hear, if Haman was some brilliant businessman, he made a brilliant businessman, he just made ran a business, and he showed himself to be a tremendous executive. He knows how to run a multi-million dollar business. And he took a business that was floundering and he made it into a fan animal business. So then you'll say, okay, so Achashverosh sees a person who has tremendous knowledge and how to run a business, etc. So he went, goes in and he appoints him to be the prime minister. But what did Haman do? He started, he's a poor person who happened through pure luck, mazel, whatever, he went in and he stumbled on, he was walking in the street and he fell in a pit, and inside, and he looks inside, and look at that, there's a treasure in the pit. He happened to stumble on the Eitris of Malchi Yehuda. So his Ashiris had nothing to do with him. It was pure luck. It didn't show any great skill. It didn't show any brilliance. It didn't show any. He had mazel. He was lucky. He went ahead and he happened to be walking in a cave and he found the money. It doesn't say exactly. So why in the world? So it's like one line of the Medrash contradicts the next. When Achashverosh saw that Haman became wealthy because he found the Yotzers, therefore Gidol HaMelech Achashverosh is Haman. Why should it be Megadol? That's how the pasuk Acharet Var Meheder. Because Haman became wealthy, therefore Achashverosh appoints him to be the prime minister. It doesn't, superficially, it doesn't make sense. There's no logical reason. You want to appoint a prime minister, you appoint someone who could do a good job, who knows how to run a country. And imagine if someone wins a lottery ticket. So you have a guy, a person who's a total amoretz, a total hillbilly. And he goes ahead and he wins the lottery. He becomes a multimillionaire. Say, oh, okay, you're a multimillionaire. Now we have the most important job. We need someone to run the country. So we're going to appoint you to run the country because you're a multimillionaire. Like, what is? There's no logic. Just because I won the lottery ticket, so therefore I know how to run a country. So, apparently. You're right. Apparently, obviously, there is no logic, but that is at least Achashverosh. Okay, I say Achashverosh is an idiot, but the Maaser, that's the way Achashverosh thinks. I assume it's not a conscious thought out process, but it's just a feeling. When you see a person, yesterday Haman was walking around as a plain person. Today he walks in, he got himself a fancy suit, he's rich, he has a fancy car, whatever. Oh, Achashverosh is impressed. He's impressed. Now, if he would stop to think, well, but how did he get rich? He got rich because of pure luck. But if you don't think, in other words, Achashverosh goes ahead, and he goes in and he sees Haman's rich, he's the one I want to run the country. And it's a plea, but that's what the Medrash says. The Medrash says that Haman became wealthy from pure luck, seemingly, and based on that, Achashverosh decides he's the one to run the country. Okay. So you say, okay, that's Achashverosh. Achashverosh is a foolish person, so he has no brains. Okay, so he would make such a stupid mistake that he would think that just because a person is rich, he's automatically right to run a country. But we would never make such a silly mistake. But you look at the Chavis of Vavis, the Chavis of Vavis, which is written obviously for us, he says that we make a much bigger mistake, even worse than Achashverosh. He says as follows, Yesh ibnei Adam Kitos, there are many people, that the reason why they want to gather much money is shame. In other words, they don't want the money because they want to enjoy it. What's the difference if you have $1 million in the bank, you have $10 million in the bank? You're not enjoying it anyway. Or what's the difference if you drive a fancy car, a different car, that your house has 20 bedrooms or 5 bedrooms? You don't need the extra bedrooms. So the whole reason why the person's doing it is lasus behem shame. The Baalei Mussar all say that this is not just Yehi, he says many, some people, the Baalei Mussar says this is most people. There's a certain point when a person becomes rich that the money, that he doesn't use the money, it's lasus behem shame. It's a name brand. Everyone knows I have this fancy car, so it means I'm rich. I have this gigantic house, I'm rich. So it makes me ashamed. It's not that they get any benefit from their ashiris. They don't benefit from their ashiris, they don't enjoy it more, it doesn't give them any better. They would have the same enjoyment in life if they had a less expensive car, a more expensive car, but they want to get ashamed. And they feel that by having money makes them famous. V'zeh siklis mehem. V'sibes ha'kavid v'olam hazeh u'olam haba. It's a siklis that they're motivated for kavid in olam hazeh and olam haba. The Goyim Lambs is that, and it's caused by Masheroyim, Mikvod Hamoritz, Anshe Hamamim, Mikvod Hem Etaklim, Etakanasa, Mashe Shetim, Shok Measher Biyadam. In other words, he says that the people in the world, they give kavod to rich people, not because they really respect them, but because they want to get their money. They want to trick them. Then people see that other people giving respect to rich people, they begin to think that rich people deserve respect. Memeda, he also wants to get respect. Okay. But what does he say? He says, "Besibes hakavod ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba." So the way most people explain it, look at the Marpet and Nefesh and the Chayyus of Vavis. He says, "Ratzalamar, zeh asiklus, this foolishness." Sheroisem achra oishem and they are covered for them. The reason why it comes, she soivin, that they think mi sheyesh lo mamin harbe, person has a lot of money, roido akava bagaduda, but oinam haze, who oinam haba. Right? It's amazing. Chavis Avavis. The Chavis Avavis says that people think that if you have money, not because you're doing mitzvahs, you don't say a word about doing mitzvahs. He says that there's a feeling that if I have money, then I deserve to be get covered. And in Olam Haza and in Olam Haba. Right? It's amazing. In other words, you think one thing maybe in Olam Haza. What in the world do you deserve covered because you're rich, you deserve covered in Olam Haba. You deserve kavod and haba if you do mitzvahs. Okay, if you're a rich person, you give staka. So then a poor person, if he gives staka, he also gives each person to see what he does. But the person, the Chayyus of Ovid says that the person is under an impression that just because I'm rich, I deserve kavod, and I deserve more kavod even an item haba, just because I'm rich. And he explains, how does it happen? He says, because people go ahead and give kavod to rich people. People give kavod to rich people because they want to trick them into giving them their money. So they flatter them. They do chanifa. And the Neda, other people observe this, and they don't stop and figure out why. They just see this, they see this phenomenon. If you're rich, you get kavod. So Memeda, there's an automatic assumption that rich deserves kavod. So even an item haba, even though it makes no sense. Right? That's what the Chayyus of Ovid is saying. It's an amazing Chayyus of Ovid. There's logically, anybody would stop and think about it. It would come, if you would ask them, is there any reason just because a person is rich that he deserves more kavod and item haba? I don't think anyone would say yes, because there's no logical reason. Just because a guy's rich, assuming he's rich, he doesn't do any mitzvahs, he deserves more kavod and olam haba. No svara. But it's a feeling that people have. Sometimes feelings are not based on logic. Since the maisa, what happens, minhag ha'olam, is that people give kavod to rich people. And the reason why he says people give kavod to rich people is because they want to trick them into being using flattery to get them to be generous with their money so they can get some of their money. But the maisa, whatever it is, so the minhag ha'olam is that people are always giving kavod to rich people. So somehow there's an association in people's mind. Rich means kavod. Rich, kavod. Rich, kavod. So without thinking, you automatically begin to assume that, of course, I deserve, my Kodesh Baruch Hu also give me kavod. Everybody else gives me kavod for being money. Why does this poor man give me kavod? He gives it because I'm rich. That's all. Not because I do any mitzvahs. Now, in reality, he's giving me kavod because he wants to trick me into giving him my money. But I don't realize that. So all I see is this poor man gives me kavod because I'm rich. So Memeda, without thinking, I just assume there's obviously some, there's a hargasha. It's not a logical thing. There's a hargasha that money brings kavod. Oh, so money brings kavod. So even in Olam Haba, I'm going to get kavod. So, but it's an amazing thing. The Chavivav is not talking to Chavivav is talking to Klal Yisrael, and he's talking to obviously Bali Buster are reading the Sefer and accepting it. So what we have is as follows: is we have that the Chavis, the Medrash says that Achashverosh went ahead and he saw that Haman was rich. Haman became rich purely by an act of random luck. He won the lottery, so to speak. He happened to discover some kind of treasure, and without any rational thinking, he said, "Oh, if you're rich, you're royal to be the person who's going to run the whole country." And the Chavis of Avis says that people feel that the same thing. Not only they feel if you're rich, you deserve covet, just because you're rich. Makes no difference for anything. If you're rich, you deserve covet, and you even deserve covet in Einam Haba. So what that means is that there's a certain human nature, which is, the Chavis of Avis explains it, because we are affected by what we see. And when we're affected by what we see, we don't stop to rationalize it logically. Says the minhag ha'olam is that people give kavod to rich people because of chanifa. But whatever it is, therefore that's what we see. We see that rich people get kavod. So without thinking, we automatically go ahead and associate that the kavod means that it's coming to them, which means that they're better, which means that therefore they're deserving to be obviously the prime minister, and they're deserving to be, even to get a chedek in Olam Haba. So at least what we have to do is to realize that this is a natural fault in the human logic, that there is this based on the association that exists in the world, and without thinking, people come to this natural feeling that Ashiris by definition means covered. In Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba, means to be the prime minister. It's an automatic association. So we have to work on ourselves to realize that that's not necessarily true. Obviously, a person does Ashiris and does what's right, so then it's a mitzvah. But there's no intrinsic, in other words, what the Chavis of Avos and the Medrash is telling us is there's a natural, I don't say natural because it comes because of the sheker of the world, but there's the maisa in the world, there's a tendency that people have to think without being rational that, well, if a person has Ashiris, he's automatically just gets go straight to Olam Haba. He automatically deserves covet in Olam Hazeh. That intrinsically makes him a great person. And it's important, once we know that there's such a natural human nature, that we have to try and be wary that to have the right hashkafas, that the person who deserves covet, and obviously it gets Olam Haba, is one who deserves it intrinsically for what he does, and not because of just some, because he happens to just for some reason, which is maybe nothing even to do with him, because of luck, that he happens to have a great deal of wealth.